When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
An Erio's original.
Each week, we decide who's to blame for a historical tragedy. And each week, you tell us if we got it right. My name is Rebecca Delgado-Smith, and this is The Aftermath. The Aftermath. Hey guys, thanks for tuning into The Aftermath. With me today, I have producer Amanda Lund.
I put on jeans for this.
Oh boy.
Fact checker Chris Smith.
I'm wearing just gray pants.
That's right.
Slacks.
We're all wearing pants. I'm wearing jeans.
J. Crew slacks, yeah.
Yeah, he went formal.
But I wear those in a casual manner. Like, I don't wear those formally, if that makes
Are you
sense.
Really wearing slacks?
I am, yes. 100%. It's... but I wear those, I wear them casually.
He Rebecca, doesn't wear a belt. He doesn't wear a belt.
So it's more like a chino for you.
Yes.
I don't know what the material is. What's the difference between a chino and a slack?
A chino is what he's wearing.
Okay.
It's not, a slack is a little bit more slick, if
they're,
that makes sense.
They're not pleated. They're flat in the front.
Are they shiny?
Kinda.
They have a slight shine, that's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a day in quarantine, and sometimes you gotta up it up a little bit to feel good. Am I right?
Absolutely. I feel like I've rapidly aged over the last 2 weeks.
First of all, I decided to put on some diamond earrings because
beautiful.
I thought to myself, you know, they're just going to waste. And... it's a bit morbid, but if anything happens, I'd like them to be on me.
That makes sense.
Yes. So why don't we dive in and talk about some responses, some messages we got. First, about the Game of Thrones episode that came out on Tuesday.
Well, I'm dying to hear this. And actually, Matt's been asking me, he's like, what is the alarmy saying? And I said, I don't know. Rebecca's going to tell me on Wednesday.
So a lot of people have reached out saying that they really enjoyed the episode. We had someone reach out on Instagram. It was Paul B. Nixon. Do you guys think it's he's related to the Nixon?
Has to be.
Yeah. I'd say maybe a nephew.
So Nixon's nephew reached out and he asked, thank you for another good episode, but in sending the fan entitlement to the alarmist jail, I think you overlooked the prophecy of the show. It wasn't just plot points that moved. They had seasons built around the prophecy of John and the prince that was promised. Cersei to be killed by her younger brother. Both brothers were younger than her. Arya and the faceless men and Bronn's magic, all of which came to nothing. So I think he's saying that we should have put a little bit more blame on the showrunners for not giving the prophecies, not fulfilling the prophecies that they promised. Do you think that's what he's getting at?
Yeah, no, some of those prophecies were from the books and actually never appeared in the television show. I believe. So the Cersei one was in there. I don't know if all of these ones cited were in there. John and the prince that was promised, that one may have been in there, but I know that not all the prophecies from the books showed up in the show. But yeah, we didn't touch on the prophecies at all. And that was something that was a really hot topic during the final season because people were using it to make assumptions about how the show was going to end.
Could you blame Tyrion for killing his sister, Cersei? Maybe, right? I mean, wasn't it his idea to
have them go to the crypt? He was the one who had set up the escape route that
right.
ended up not coming about. That's where they ended up dying. I mean, I think you could probably, I would probably blame Daenerys and the dragon more than I would blame Tyrion, right?
Yeah, but I guess there's a case to be made. I mean, this is how prophecies are a lot of the time. You can kind of retrofit things to make them make sense.
You a part-time prophet yourself, Amanda? You sound like you have some experience.
Well, I read the horoscopes in the LA Times every day.
And how's that going for you so far?
There is always a seed of truth in there. And I read one to Matt and I read one to the cat too.
just so you know, my dad used to write horoscopes for Spanish radio as a side gig.
Really?
Yep. He has no real knowledge of them. He would just make them up.
Oh boy.
That's incredible. I want to know where he got his inspiration.
I will have to talk to him. We'll have to interview him. But I also am a fan of horoscopes. What was Margot's horoscope today?
I don't remember what hers was today. I think now they're all sort of coronavirus tinged without being directly about it. They're like, you're going to want to do something today, but sometimes the best thing you can do is contemplate.
It's like different ways of telling people to stay home.
Yeah.
Sometimes a walk around your house is just as good as going out to a concert.
It's just like if you leave the house today, you will die.
So to Paul's point, I don't think that really changes who we sent to jail. I don't think it changes the verdict. I understand. And again, it was something that maybe it kind of doubles down on our decision to send the fans because, you know, why are they holding on to these prophecies? It's like, I get it. You know, someone said it was going to happen. So hopefully it'll happen. If you show a gun in Act One, you better use the gun later on, you know, as they say. But again, that goes hand in hand with the verdict.
I agree.
Okay, so why don't we now play a voice memo from one of our listeners in, I believe he's in London. His name is Pablo, and he had some thoughts about...
Is Pablo the only guy with this number? Because wasn't this the guy who dialed in last time?
Yes.
As well?
I think Pablo has left us a few voicemails, but I want to say thank you, Pablo. What are the rest of you doing?
Good
let's
question.
Get those voicemails going.
Yes.
Well, let's hear Pablo's
Pablo the
message.
Pied Piper. Follow him.
Howdy, at Pablo Bonzo on Twitter here. I sent a missive not that long ago in regards to Megxit. Just trying to touch base in regards to coronavirus. And I know you in America are having an election right now. We had one not that long ago over here in England. And I was just wondering if we and you had had more of a socialist style of government, would this have helped, considering that both of our considerably right-wing governments now implementing socialist policies? Thank you for your interest, and I appreciate your input. Thank you for your time. Toodles!
He's got a trademark now.
Yeah, he sure does.
So he wants to know how we feel if we think this, if we had more of a socialist-leaning government, if that would have helped us with coronavirus. I mean, it's hard to tell. Obviously, I know Chris has a lot of thoughts about that.
I was just going to say Pablo is sort of asking for us to sort of do a preemptive alarmist episode about the coronavirus crisis.
Interesting.
And he's suggesting, I guess, what is the free market's effect on healthcare, I think, is to blame.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that kind of what you assumed, like what he was, the way he was framing it?
Yeah, I thought he wanted my opinion, but I think you're right.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, instinctually you think that, yeah, having universal health care, a more socialist leaning system would help because people wouldn't have to worry about their medical needs. I know there was talk, I don't know if this ever actually happened, but that some people were reluctant to, you know, go to the hospital because if they didn't have insurance or this or that, you know, which might have caused it to spread a little faster. But I think now the government has said that all coronavirus related treatment is going to be covered. I mean, and at the time, you couldn't really go get a test if you wanted to anyway. So we'll have to kind of wait and see how this all plays out and how it affects different places in the world with different healthcare setups.
I agree. I think it's one of those issues where we're going to have to wait and see. Right now, it feels like it's possible that it could have helped. But there are other countries in Europe who are also having a hard time, who also have more socialist leaning governments. So time will tell. And we'll have to put this on the list for an upcoming episode when everyone feels a little bit more comfortable talking about it.
Maybe in a decade.
Yeah.
Shout out to SAG-AFTRA Healthcare, who slashed their premiums in half. I don't know if you guys are on SAG-AFTRA,
really?
But for this month, I got an email saying the premiums, they're cutting them in half, which is really nice.
Wow. I'm actually on the WGA. I just switched over.
Oh, so. Well, there you go. That's even better.
And they're free.
Yeah,
they're
no
free.
No premiums. That's amazing insurance.
Now, we also got another email from a listener who wanted to talk about the Siegfried and Roy episode. Now, this is Catherine O'Brien, and she says, while listening to the Siegfried and Roy Tiger episode, I feel that one major entity wasn't given its due blame. You never really mentioned the audience, both the specific audience that night paying money and the more generalized audience as a whole. Our collective desire to pay and see the trained wild animals as pure entertainment. Now, I think this is actually pretty timely. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of you have watched Tiger King on Netflix. Of course, let's make the distinction. Tiger King is very different than what happened with Siegfried and Roy, but is it?
I don't know if it's that different. I mean, they're different levels of people, but there's some similarities there for sure.
I mean, the outfits were similar, right? The sequence.
Yeah, the outfits were very, very similar.
Well, there was probably a level of training too with Siegfried and Roy that was more intensive, I think, right? Like the tigers were trained in that show Tiger King, but not to the extent, I don't think, of
like, I don't these. Think those tigers were trained. It's not like they were doing tricks. They were just kind of roaming around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they were trained for like photo ops, but not to do actual circus tricks. Yes, I think she brings up a good point where, you know, are we as an audience, do we have some kind of responsibility to not engage or pay money or exacerbate the cruelty of animals, or I should just say what it is to live in captivity.
Right. Well, I do recall us putting a woman with perfume on the board. Remember, there was some scapegoat that they tried to blame the incident on a woman wearing strong perfume in the third row.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The woman with the big hair.
Yes. So, I mean, we touched on this, but we didn't go take it far enough. So I agree that the audience is also culpable because it's a supply and a demand.
Yeah. And I'm guilty of having gone to SeaWorld in my life. I've been to zoos. I paid money for that. I used to go to the Seaquarium in Miami all the time. And now I'm starting to rethink all of those decisions going forward. What about you guys?
For me, it's a slippery slope. Like, once you start to think about, and not to say that, of course, there are different, what are the morals and ethics around sort of captive animals? Because once you go there, well, then if it's morally bad, then shouldn't we also not be eating the animals? And if that's morally, you know what I mean? And then should we all be vegan? So to me, it's like a slippery moral slope. And not to say that I'm like advocating on the behalf of people putting wild animals in cages. In fact, I think the opposite. I don't think animals should be hunted. I don't think they should be in small cages. I don't know how I feel about sanctuaries, but I don't know. It also just becomes a little weird. Like, okay, so we're just gonna not have some animals captive, but have some other animals captive. How do we make these decisions? It becomes really sticky, I think.
Yeah, I'm generally uneasy with zoos, although I do love Orlando's Wild Animal Kingdom theme park.
And where you get on a Jeep.
Yeah, you get to do a little safari. And I know that they ran into issues as well as far as their treatment of the animals, but I think there's a general consensus that it's pretty well done. But it definitely seems like we don't need these little, quote, zoos like the one Joe Exotic was running in Tiger King. That just seems completely 100% wrong to me. It's like, put a zoo like on each coast and one in the middle, and you gotta drive to go to the zoo and make them really big and really nice. And it's like a destination. It's like, not everyone gets to go see the Grand Canyon. You gotta make a trip to go and do it. There doesn't need to be a zoo in every city.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm with you. I kind of agree with that.
I would tend to agree with that. That's a nice ideal, but then how do you get to be the city to have the zoo? I mean, it's a big moneymaker. Are you telling San Diego that they can't have a zoo, but LA can?
Isn't that a problem that the zoos are moneymakers? I mean, yeah. The way I think about zoos is like, oh, it's nice to go to a zoo and be able to see an animal for like education purposes. You know, if I had kids, I would love to take them to see an elephant, but As a money making situation where you like get to take a photo with a tiger and post it on your social media, that doesn't feel the same to me.
Yeah, I agree. All
right. Me too.
But I think there's maybe some sort of episode in here somewhere. As far as zoos and animals, I don't know what exactly the disaster would be.
Oh, what about that time when that woman dropped her son in the monkey in that gorilla cage and the gorilla like protected it?
Oh, yes.
But then they shot the gorilla with a trank gun, right? Wasn't there have been a couple like zoo tragedies?
I think a couple kids have fallen into like tiger cages and things. So I think that could be a really interesting episode.
Also, a woman recently, I thought she was trying to get a photo and she fell in, right? I don't know. We'll look into it.
She did.
Now, we had another listener reach out. She listened to the Poop Cruise episode. And the poop, it turns out that she had actual friends who were working on the Poop Cruise. She worked a sister cruise at the time, and I asked her if her friends were okay. It sounded like a crazy experience. This is Erica Amber on Instagram. She reached out. Yeah, she says, yeah, everyone was fine. They all really bonded, and some of them are really close with the passengers still. Did you read about the band called Lifeboat 11? It was formed by the group of crew members who were assigned as lifeboat personnel to that lifeboat. After the guests had all been in the muster station and were getting restless, a bunch of the guys brought instruments out and played music for them even before or after their shifts. And she says that you can Google it, and there's actual YouTube footage of it as well. Wow. I thought that was some interesting insight for aboard the Poop Cruise.
Okay, so it wasn't all bad. We should check out should I Google their music and see?
Yeah, maybe you can play a snippet if you like it.
Let me see. Maybe I'll put it as our outro music.
Yeah.
I don't sue me if it's probably we don't have the rights to it, but I'm sure they'll be appreciative of the promotion.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was so interesting that there were, first of all, art came out of it.
you know
art
what?
Comes out of the worst situations.
Totally.
It's true. Similar to the reminded me of the quartet that continued playing on the Titanic, right?
That's yes. Right. Oh, how beautiful.
I'd be like, fuck this. I'm using my cello as a floating device. But no, they stayed on and played.
That's like us yeah. podcasting while the ship goes down.
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Amanda's trying to get the edit, upload the yeah.
I gotta publish it. We would. I mean, that would be so alarmist.
And finally, we've had the most responses ever about my mispronunciation of McLean's. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I've mispronounced a lot of words on this podcast. That is 100% true. But McLean's has really struck a chord with our audience. Now, one of the emails I got was from Carrie, who reached out via email, and she says, hi, I'm from Canada, and McLean's is Canadian. It's not pronounced the way you are pronouncing it. It is Mick and Lean, as in the word, Lane. McLean.
She mispronounced it.
Somehow I just can't say this word. It's McLean and Carrie. I'm so sorry. Canada, I'm so sorry. Please take this as my formal apology for mispronouncing McLean's. It's McLean's.
Are you sure? Okay, so and how did the doctor tell us to say it?
No. This you're thinking of the university.
Oh,
McLean's was a website
it's
I
Canadian
referenced.
News website or something.
And what was the university that you also said wrong? That we were all saying wrong.
That
was the Australian
Macquarie.
Oh yeah, okay,
yeah. I called it McQuarrie's. McQuarrie's.
Yeah. Well, what can you do? But okay, well that's good.
Yeah, we you know, people stay on top of it. Yeah, they love to let me know when I say things wrong, and I appreciate it. It's part of the fun.
And as a gesture of good faith to our Canadian friends, I also want to say to all of our American listeners, when you want to imitate a Canadian saying about, don't say a boot, say a boat, because that's the way they say it. They say, and picture, instead of a boot like the shoe, boot, and picture a boat, like the thing that goes on water, like on a poop cruise, a boat. So when you want to make it like you're talking like a Canadian, say a boat.
Thank you, Chris.
They'll really appreciate
Canada,
that.
Canada, I'm sorry, a boat that.
And the emails flood in.
It's been great, you know, checking in with everyone and seeing how everyone's doing during the quarantine. I think for us, thank goodness we're healthy and we're staying safe and we're staying inside. And the minor frustrations and boredoms that we get, I feel like we're in good spirits. Here at The Alarmist, we are in good spirits.
And in this time, it's good to remember that the boredom is a luxury. Not a lot of people can be bored right
True.
Now.
True.
Certainly
thank
not
you
the healthcare workers.
Yeah. Right. And thank you to everyone who's, and our supermarket workers.
Oh,
my
yes.
goodness.
And our delivery drivers, yeah. Postmates, yeah. delivery drivers, what
Absolutely.
We'd do without you.
Hang in there. Thank you so much. My anxiety levels are slowly coming down thanks to you. Mm. And since we do have all of this extra time, I think it's important that we all log on to our Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts and you rate, review, and subscribe. It's really important to us because that's how we get on some lists, Amanda. Is
yeah,
that how it works?
So I'm not exactly sure. It's a mysterious algorithm. But when you rate and review and you leave a 5-star rating and you type in a little review, it helps the show become more visible on the Apple Podcast charts. It helps us grow our audience, which is how we are able to support the production of The Alarmist, because this show, there's three of us, we all put in a lot of work, and we have a research assistant, Malin, who is super helpful, but we all, you know, from the research that Rebecca and Malin do to the post-production that I do to all the recording sessions that we all participate in. The only way that we can keep going is if you all, the Alarmy, band together and rate and review and tell your friends about the show, because that is the best way to spread the word and help us build our Alarmy. And if we see that you tweeted us and put the word out or do a post on Instagram, we always notice that, and it means so much to us. And we'll make sure to give you a little thank you and a little like, because that's so helpful.
Totally. Thank you for all of you who have done that. And here's a recent review that we got on our Apple podcast. It's from Suze555. And she says, during this quarantine, I love this podcast even more. I can't listen to my regular depressing true crime podcasts anymore. So this one satisfies my disaster fascination and my need to laugh and be light right now. When Rebecca in the intro says, not on my watch, I say it along with her, and it makes me laugh every time.
Wow.
And near my God to thee at the end also makes me smile too. Love, love, love. We love, love, love you, Suze555. Thank you so much for your review. And I'm glad that you're joining us in stopping bad things from happening again. History will not repeat itself. Not on my watch. So thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned next week. We have a very special Easter week episode coming out.
Yeah.
We will be doing the death of Jesus Christ.
The big one.
Yeah.
It's a big dog.
Big JC.
That is a big dog. And please, if you guys have something to say, if you have a response to one of the episodes, give us a ring at our toll-free Erios hotline. That's 844-370-8643. That number is in the show notes. Or if you're too nervous to leave a voicemail, record a voice memo on your phone and email it to us. That way you can do it as many times as it takes.
Yep, that's how Pablo did it this time. So
very smart.
We're getting our emails are working. See you next time.
Bye, everyone. Stay safe.
Powered by ACAST.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.